local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings to start this Christmas week. Sitting at 51 now, heading for a high around 58. Rain back in the mix this morning. We'll get more details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a minute. Right now, we'll get Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, my traffic so far this morning. You see Airport and Schillinger, a little bit of backup there, but on the interstate looks great. From the 1065 split, heading northbound up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, no delays there. 181 and 90, they do have a minor fender bender. They're moving off the side of the road, but no other wrecks into roadways. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, it's guaranteed to get you in the holiday spirit. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st, close Christmas and New Year's Eve. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon ratings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast. Also, Kane's got traffic coming up in just a little bit. And yeah, if you didn't realize, it's Christmas Eve. This is when shopping gets started for most dudes out there.
Time to get out there and shop.
Yeah, it's time to get the shopping
I think
started.
We've officially reached the point where it's too late for Amazon delivery.
That's right. This is when brick-and-mortar stores make hay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because you have to actually go to a place and buy said product.
Unless you pay for the overnight delivery, and no one wants to do that. It is time to get out and shop local. If you haven't already, which you should be shopping local.
So I was shopping local on Saturday. So I'm going over to Dalton's house, and I text him. I said, I'll be there in 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then I text you back and said, add another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I was in line at a local box store. I can say this. My kids aren't up. So I was buying a ping pong ball table.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Ping pong ball table and the accessories online. Okay. I was at local box store. I should have known when I entered the parking lot. The parking lot of this box store is similar to the size of the Serengeti Plains,
mm-hmm.
You know, in Kenya and Tanzania. It is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Vast. You can almost see the curvature of the earth in this parking lot that's near us here at Airport in 65. I pull in, and usually you can see off to the distance some cars parked in front of this store. There might be between 20 and 40 cars on a given day. The cars stretch back. I came in off Downtowner.
Okay.
Okay, kind of the back way into this place. And I see how the cars have filled up the entire parking lot in front of the place and now have spilled over into the auxiliary parking.
Yep.
And I went, what have you done, Sullivan? What have you done? So I go in, I find the last of the ping pong ball tables.
Oh, congrats.
On discount, thank you. I asked people up front, no, we don't have any more. I took it on myself and took a mission and went looking back there and found the last one. So,
was it the display?
Or no, it was not the display. So it truly wasn't the last one. It's the last one in a box.
Right.
It was not the display. But yeah, there were shelves in that place that were empty, like the grocery stores in Russia during, you know, perestroika. I mean, it was... So I get this thing, and I go, and I get to the line. This is when Dalton's expecting me within 30 minutes. I was in line. Now, this is real time, like real accurate, look at the phone time. 23 minutes I was in line.
Oh,
now,
man.
That's not the shopping. That's not the checking out.
Just
in line. 23 minutes.
That's insane.
So I told Dalton that would be another 30 minutes before I can get to your house.
I should have made you wait in line at my house.
Oh, my gosh. I was over it at that point. But, yeah, so today probably more of that going on as brick-and-mortar stores get busy, as people are getting those last-minute shopping items or starting their shopping for Christmas.
Yeah, I got out to one of the big box stores yesterday, actually last night, and this was to pick up some beverages for the rest of the week.
Okay.
So I didn't need to get any gifts unless it was gifts for myself, really.
Okay.
And yeah, I haven't seen this particular place as busy as it was last night. So everybody's getting out and shopping before this week.
You know, so you had this idea it was going to rain this weekend and people would stay home.
I was wrong on that one.
Completely wrong on that one. All right, on the way this hour, Lance, sadly, another deadly weekend in Mobile. We'll talk about what happened here with these murders, these shootings that went on. Also, better check your trash day if you're in Mobile. The new trash schedule with the amended holiday week is up. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. Plus, the average price for gasoline of regular grade has dropped 4 cents over the past 2 weeks. We'll have more on that. And former National Security Advisor John Bolton is rebuking President Trump's approach to North Korea's nuclear ambitions in a new interview with Axios. We'll get into that in just a little bit. And speaking of North Korea, they would like to send us a Christmas present.
They do.
Sounds like.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. And we'll check in now with News 5.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A stranger is being called a hero after the man saved a gas station employee having a heart attack last week. Happened at the Chevron gas station in Malbus on Tuesday. Andre Goolsby's family says a customer inside the store sprang into action, giving life-saving CPR to Goolsby. They're hoping to find the holiday hero to thank him. A man from Cantonment died over the weekend after he was hit by an SUV in Santa Rosa County. The crash report says the victim was walking in the outside lane of Highway 90 around 8:30 Saturday night. We're told it was dark and raining at the time of the accident. Residents are on edge after a deadly shooting in the Hillsdale neighborhood over the weekend. Three people were shot near Hillsdale Heights Park on Saturday night. Police say a teenager, 18-year-old Keith Keel, died. No one has been arrested. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Despite women being the fastest-growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state-certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state-certified 50-bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations, spirituality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See participating dealer for details.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Boardings on this Christmas Eve Eve. And still some sports going on, just about a gazillion NFL games.
Yeah, a gazillion NFL games, a gazillion college football games. There is some NBA going on, and of course, we got some SEC basketball.
All right, I'll get into that in just a little bit. Of course, the impeachment talk continues in Washington. They're heavily redacted, but newly released emails give more of a timeline about the White House efforts to hold off on sending hundreds of millions of dollars in military funds to Ukraine last summer. Democrats want to hear from one of the key participants in those email chains. Bob Constantini from Westwood One has more.
The Center for Public Integrity obtained 146 pages of White House emails focusing on the Office of Management and Budget. Mike Duffy, who worked in the area of national security funding, wrote the Pentagon asking officials there to hold off on sending military aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump had the impeachment-focused phone call with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. The transcript has Mr. Trump asking for a favor, mentioning Joe and Hunter Biden, and theories about Ukraine helping Hillary Clinton in 2016. Duffy also mentioned the withholding of the $250 million be kept quiet, quote, given the sensitive nature of the request. Mike Duffy is one of four witnesses Democrats want to call at a Senate impeachment trial. The new email disclosure is prompting Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to urge even just a handful of Republicans to think about what he believes the nation needs to hear, the questions Democrats want answered.
If there's nothing wrong with withholding the aid, why didn't Mr. Duffy want anyone to know about what he was doing? If this is a perfect conversation, why are they trying to hush it up?
An OMB spokeswoman calls focusing on one line of the email without context misleading and inaccurate. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is withholding the articles of impeachment from the Senate, demanding to know how the trial will proceed. President Trump, speaking at a Saturday conservative students' meeting near his Mar-a-Lago home with a new nickname.
Crazy Nancy. She's crazy. So now she says, you know, she has no case, so let's not submit it.
Senate negotiations about witnesses are stalled and on hold for the holidays. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Tis the season of ugly sweater parties with those relatives you avoid all year long. Be sure to have a designated driver after that 10th glass of eggnog and don't drive distracted while adding those last-minute online purchases to your cart. The team at TKO Contractors, a staffing agency in Mobile, remind drivers to be safe this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a job or company with temporary or permanent staffing needs, give TKO Contractors a call, 251-725-6761, or online, tkocontractors.com.
Right, 617 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Check the website out, front page of FMTalk1065.com. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo, and we'll tell you about my buddy Trey here in just a second. Right underneath this logo, though, it is voting for the 2019 Alabamian of the Year. Second round voting getting kicked off this week. So we cut it down by half almost.
Right? Yeah, we went from 20 candidates now down to 10 candidates. So today and tomorrow we'll do second round voting with five candidates in each round, and the top two move on into the final four. And then at the end of this week, we'll skip Christmas. I know everyone's busy on Christmas. So at the end of this week, we'll vote for the final four. And then over the weekend, by next week, we'll have the Alabamian of the Year, which is a good timing because next week, of course, New Year's Day.
Yeah, we run out of year.
That's
so
right.
We got to get it done by then. Hey, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, that's my buddy Trey. He's been doing this for 11 years now in Mobile and Baldwin County. Big national company, which, by the way, interesting if you look at the level of, you can't just get a franchise for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The man that runs the company is really funny about that. He says he wants people that fit certain molds, and my buddy Trey does, because he wants people that are friendly. I think his old thing is the owner of the CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK said, I don't want anybody who I wouldn't want to have a backyard cookout with and hang out with. And man, that absolutely describes my buddy Trey. Great guy and doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin County. If you got junk at your house, you got junk at the office, you got a storage unit you need cleaned out, you need for the new year, maybe get off on a right foot, get a fresh start, get organized. Well, the first thing to do before you get organized in your home is get the stuff you don't need out of there, the junk out of there, and do that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or you can just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Now, check some sports.
All right. Thank you, Sean. West Florida wins a football championship in its fourth year of existence.
Good job.
Awesome win. Auburn basketball stays undefeated, their best start in 21 years, and New Orleans wide receiver Michael Thomas sets a new NFL record. It's 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, bowl games over the weekend, Buffalo routed Charlotte 31-9 in the Bahamas Bowl. Kent State upset Utah State 51 51-41 in a high-scoring Frisco Bowl. San Diego State crushed Central Michigan 48-11 in the New Mexico Bowl. Florida Atlantic won without former head coach Lane Kiffin and a host of offensive starters, beating SMU 52-28. Arkansas State beat Florida International 34-26 in Montgomery in the Camellia Bowl. Liberty and Hugh Freeze got the program's first ever bowl win over Georgia Southern 23-16 in the Cure Bowl. Appalachian State rallied to beat UAB 31-17 in the New Orleans Bowl, and Washington crushed Boise State 38-7 in the Las Vegas Bowl in the final game for Huskies head coach Chris Peterson. North Carolina A&T won the HBCU title, beating Alcorn State 64-44 in the Celebration Bowl, and congratulations to the University of West Florida. UWF won the D2 championship by beating Minnesota State 48-40.
It's good. And I mean, what a story there.
Yeah, seriously. Only 4 years in existence. And
awesome.
They're 9-1 in playoff games now. And
that's great, man.
And got their first title. So huge for UWF. Today, only one bowl game on the docket. At 1:30, UCF will face Marshall in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. In college basketball, South Alabama dropped their second game in a row, with the Jags losing 81-69 to Coastal Carolina. The 12th-ranked Auburn Tigers kept their undefeated season alive with a 74-51 win over Lehigh. Javon McCormick led Auburn with 18 points. Tigers face Lipscomb this Sunday before starting SEC play on January 4th at Mississippi State. Alabama beat Belmont 92-72 on Saturday. Number 5 Ohio State beat number 6 Kentucky 71-65. Number 21-ranked Tennessee had a big second half to knock off Jacksonville State 75-53. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints at least temporarily moved into the number 2 seed in the NFC with a 38-28 win over Tennessee. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas set the NFL record for receptions in a season, passing Marvin Harrison's old record of 143. Thomas caught 12 passes for 136 yards and a touchdown, bringing the new record to 145 with a game to spare. The Baltimore Ravens clinched the number 1 seed in the AFC with a 31-15 win over Cleveland. New England beat Buffalo 24-17 to lock up the AFC East for an 11th straight season. Houston held off Tampa 23-20 to clinch the AFC South. Kansas City easily beat Chicago 26-3 to stay in contention for a first-round bye. Pittsburgh fell to the Jets 16-10, leaving the Titans in control of the AFC's final wildcard spot. If Tennessee beats Houston on Sunday, they'll clinch that final playoff opening. San Francisco eliminated the Rams and held on to the top position in the NFC with a 34-31 win on Saturday. And the Miami Dolphins beat Cincinnati 38-35 in overtime, ensuring that the Bengals will have the number one pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. In NBA news, Washington guard Isaiah Thomas was suspended 2 games for entering the stands to confront 2 fans in Philadelphia in a Wizards 125-108 loss to the 76ers on Saturday. The 2 fans were yelling obscenities and making obscene gestures and were banned for 1 year for their actions. I saw the video. He was fairly nice when he went into the stands. He was like, "Why are you doing that?"
Right.
Turns out they needed to reach a certain amount of points to get free Frosties for the crowd. And these fans were upset that he missed a free throw that would have given them free Frosties. So that's what's happening in the NBA and the rest of the world of sports. 6:23, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I'd like to say a pox on their hopes, but I mean, Frosties are good.
Yeah, and they're not free every day.
They're really, I mean, you can score some points, get you a free Frosty. Hey, coming up, before you wheel the trash can out, if you're in the city of Mobile, there's an amended schedule for this Christmas week. We'll give it to you. Stand by.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions, light traffic and wet roadways. So be careful. Had an accident 181 and 90, then moving out of the roadway in the Eastern Shore, but no other wrecks into roadways. Looks good from Airport, Old Shell, also Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dalton at 65. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul in downtown Mobile, bringing in the new year. Get a piece of the world's largest moon pie and get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill, about 10 minutes away with our full forecast for today, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. It's going to be one of those Christmas. I can give you a little advance notice here. You'll be able to play with your Christmas gifts out in the yard.
Good.
Yeah, looking back, although as a kid, I probably didn't pay attention to whether it was cold or not, but looking back through pictures when, you know, the old photo album days and how many times during Christmas I was in t-shirt and shorts in the front yard with some kind of whatever I'd gotten for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
It was not, obviously it was not cold back then, or as a kid I didn't care.
But now I think most kids stay inside to play on their
new Christmas
gifts. Yeah,
because everything has to be plugged in.
That's right.
All right, so what about your trash schedule if you are in Mobile? Because this is what we really want to know from the city of Mobile. This is the Christmas tiding. This is the information we need to know. All right, so if you are a Tuesday, okay, if you roll the trash can out on Tuesday in the city of Mobile, you should roll the trash can out today before you leave.
Okay.
So if you're a Tuesday trash pickup,
get it out
garbage,
there.
Sorry, there's a difference. If you're a Tuesday garbage pickup, you roll your can out today.
Okay.
They're coming today to pick up for Tuesday. If you're a Wednesday, the makeup day is going to be Saturday.
Okay.
So if you are somebody who goes on Wednesday, hold that. Take it to the street on Saturday.
Okay.
So once again, if you are a Tuesday trash, they're going to pick up today. If you're a Wednesday, I keep saying trash. If you're Wednesday garbage, they're going to pick up tomorrow.
And the rest of the week?
If you're Wednesday garbage, they pick up Saturday. If you're a Tuesday garbage, they pick up today.
Okay. And the rest of the week, business as usual.
Business as usual. So there you go.
It's good to know.
All right. There you go. Be right back.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. We expect to learn more today about a double homicide in Mobile. Happened last night on Steiner Street off Dolphin Island Parkway. Two shootings were reported within minutes of each other, one at 8:26, the other at 8:28. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 30-year-old man was shot. An American service member has been killed in action. The soldier's identity has not yet been released. The soldier's death brings the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan this year to 20. A sailor from Alabama was laid to rest on Sunday. Joshua Caleb Watson was buried at the Alabama National Cemetery. The 23-year-old from Enterprise was killed when a gunman opened fire at Naval Air Station Pensacola. And a stranger is being called a hero after the man saved a gas station employee having a heart attack last week after the Chevron gas station in Malbus on Tuesday. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The 20th American service member in 2019 has been killed in Afghanistan, with the Taliban claiming responsibility, the death confirmed by the U.S. military with no other details provided. U.S. military and intelligence agencies are monitoring North Korea because of Kim Jong-un's threat of a Christmas gift for the U.S. Paula Hancock reports from Seoul.
They have seen preparations and they have seen new building at certain sites, including that one where production of ICBMs has happened in the past. So certainly North Korea has been building up to something, but at this point it's very difficult for anyone to go on the record and say exactly what they think they're building up to.
A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, murdered in Istanbul last year by Saudi agents. Holocaust survivors around the world are lighting candles for Hanukkah together as Jewish community leaders try to keep their firsthand memories of the Nazi horrors alive. Stock futures are up slightly. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is getting an early holiday present, the promise of one of the biggest corporate pay increases in recent history for taking over parent Alphabet. Pichai, who took over as Alphabet CEO this month after co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin stepped down from active management of the internet giant's parent, will get a base pay of $2 million and is being granted $240 million in stock awards if he meets performance targets. A company that operates ships laying sections of a new German-Russian pipeline is suspending the work after President Trump signed legislation threatening sanctions. Trump signed the bill passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved with the vessels laying the pipeline under the Baltic Sea. The U.S. has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. The U.S. government argues it will increase Europe's dependence on Russia for energy. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You know, I got a text from a friend over the weekend who said, when Dr. Bill gave the weekend weather scale 1.3 something, he said, I think he was being charitable. I mean, you called it a soaker of a weekend.
Yeah, you know, it had been a dry month up to that point, but we picked up somewhere around 2.5 inches of rain through the weekend, and we're up now to 5.34 inches, so we're above normal for the month of December, and it looks like, for the most part, we won't increase that very much, although a little bit of rain may come in very late in the week, but not much. But yesterday, high of only 54 degrees, so cool weather over the weekend. But we're going to warm up, and by the afternoon hours on Christmas Day, we could reach 70 degrees. Now, today, still some clouds around left over from this low-pressure area that took its time moving across the Gulf over the weekend. It's now moving into Georgia, and eventually, next 24 hours, it'll be off the East Coast. And it's going to go right out in the Atlantic. It's not going to go up the East Coast like many of those storms do and produce some snowstorms. It's not going to do that. It's going to head out in the Atlantic. We're going to see, though, an improvement in the weather. We'll call it mostly cloudy today. It could be partly cloudy at times. And there's a slight chance of a shower this morning. We're going to get up around 60 degrees, which is close to normal for this time of the year. Now, tonight, we'll only cool down into the low 50s. And then tomorrow should be mostly sunny. And with the sunshine, it's going to get up to 68 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Wow. And then for Christmas Day, mostly sunny, a high around 70 degrees. The rest of the week, Thursday looks good, low 70s and partly cloudy. Friday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, and we're in the 70s, low 70s. And then over the weekend, some rain in the forecast for Saturday, mostly cloudy, a few showers, high of 72, and the same for Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, so, I mean, Santa could be in T-shirt and shorts.
Definitely. Yeah, and, of course, the temperatures at night tomorrow and Wednesday will be in the 50s, and then warming up to around 70, as I mentioned, for Christmas Day.
All right, and quite often with this, I don't know what the water temp is in the rivers right now, but we'll get this situation. Usually sometime in December, we get these little warm patches, and it ends up being a big fog maker for the Bayway.
Yeah, that could develop as we particularly get into the latter part of the week. Right now, we're still getting, we'll get winds out of the north for the next 2 or 3 days, and then late in the week when we get into the 70s, we'll see more moisture in the air. And any kind of cooling then will produce fog. So that could be a problem, certainly Thursday, maybe Friday and Saturday.
Okay. We'll talk about that more coming up. Also, in stores now, if people are out maybe doing, I would say, last-minute Christmas shopping, but for some people getting started with their Christmas shopping, maybe a chance for them to stop by and pick up a copy of the brand-new Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
And they are free, and
yes.
You'll find them now at a number of stores in the area. Here's just a few, Old Time Garden Supply over in Fairhope, as well as the Autocraft Collision Center. Here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and also West Marine. They have copies, as well as also Robert Moore, Christmas Town. So a number of locations, and the important thing, they are free to make a great little stocking stuffer.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill. Good stuff. We'll check back with you coming up soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, his weekend weather scale, some people thought was charitable at 1.3-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was raining all weekend.
I mean, it was just... And then this morning, you know, I walk out to the truck this morning, it's raining on me again. I said, are we not done with this, man? All right, 51 now at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20. Lotions, lip balms, and ooh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Tons Towing and Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue. It's been a great ride across the Bayway. No problems along the interstate. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. And through Mobile, you won't find any delays. Again, you had that accident off of 90 and 181 in the Eastern Shore Center. It's now cleared up. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I guess an email here. Somebody once again needs some clarity on the most important pressing news from the city of Mobile, and that is when your garbage is going to be picked up. So once again, it works this way. If your day for garbage, it's not big trash, garbage. If your garbage day is Tuesday, for example, my garbage day is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I put my trash can out this morning.
Yeah, so because they're coming by today to pick today. Up the Tuesday trash.
So it's garbage. Early. It's early if you are a Tuesday. If you are a Wednesday, it's Saturday.
They push you off 3 days.
Yes, but if you're Thursday, like Dalton, everything's normal.
Okay, that's good to know.
This is important stuff. I mean, this is really, I mean, when it comes down to city government, over a decade of doing talk radio in the city, I know what people care about, and they care about when their garbage is going to be picked up. All the other things with the city we talk about and all that, it all boils down to when are they going to get my garbage. All right, this was interesting. I did not watch Saturday Night Live. I usually don't just because it's late. And usually doing other stuff. I know my wife was watching a replay of it last night, mm-hmm. had her AirPods in and was laughing. She said, "You're going to love it. You got to see it." Eddie Murphy was hosting SNL, and I didn't get to watch it, but I know there's a lot of talk now that Eddie Murphy returned to where he got his start over the weekend on Saturday Night Live. When his return got positive reviews, well, one comedian, at least out there, is not happy about it. More on that from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it was the first time Eddie Murphy returned to Saturday Night Live in 35 years.
Thank you. It's great to be back here finally hosting Saturday Night Live for Christmas. Yeah, this is the last episode of 2019, but if you're black, this is the first episode since I left back in 1984.
He was joined on stage during his monologue by Tracy Morgan, Chris Rock, and Dave Chappelle. But it was a brief joke about Bill Cosby that apparently didn't land well with that comedian who's serving time now for a sexual assault.
My kids are actually pretty much my whole life now. And you know what? But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, you know, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail. Even I would have took that bet. I'll tell you. Who is America's dad now?
Bill Cosby's spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, criticized Murphy for the jokes, saying in a written statement that it was Cosby who, quote, broke color barriers in the entertainment industry, end quote, so that Murphy and other comedians like Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart could perform. The statement said Murphy's jokes were disparaging. Wyatt wrote, quote, one would think that Mr. Murphy was given his freedom to leave the plantation so that he could make his own decisions, but he decided to sell himself back to being a Hollywood slave, end quote. Eddie Murphy's representatives did not respond to a request for comment. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Probably because they thought it was ridiculous. You tell me Eddie Murphy's anybody's slave? Really?
Publicists say the darndest things.
Yes, they do. By the way, too, I just seen pictures from the SNL still shots from SNL on Saturday Night Live. From Saturday night. He's 58.
Is he?
Eddie Murphy
really?
Is 58. Eddie Murphy looks 40. Eddie Murphy he's doing quite well for 58.
He hasn't had much stress these last 10, 15 years. Hasn't had to do a lot of acting. I've actually seen his new Netflix movie, Dolemite Is My Name. I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen it on a lot of top Netflix movies lists, like the best movies on Netflix this year.
Yes.
So apparently the comedy's doing pretty well.
He is 58. The dude looks 40. Well, good for you, Eddie Murphy. 6:45, we'll be right back.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center. Layaway, gift certificates, and memberships are available for Christmas.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A stranger is being called a hero after the man saved a gas station employee having a heart attack last week. Happened at the Chevron gas station in Malbus on Tuesday. Andre Goolsby's family says a customer inside the store sprang into action, giving life-saving CPR to Goolsby. They're hoping to find the holiday hero to thank him. A man from Cantonment died over the weekend after he was hit by an SUV in Santa Rosa County. The crash report says the victim was walking in the outside lane of Highway 90 around 8:30 Saturday night. We're told it was dark and raining at the time of the accident. Residents are on edge after a deadly shooting in the Hillsdale neighborhood over the weekend. Three people were shot near Hillsdale Heights Park on Saturday night. Police say a teenager, 18-year-old Keith Keel, died. No one has been arrested. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Nothing says thank you like Monroe Sausage and Bacon. Order your gift packs for family, friends, or business gifts for the holidays. Order now at monroesausage.com and we'll take care of the rest. Monroe Sausage, yeah, it's that good.
West Florida wins a football championship in its fourth year of existence. Auburn basketball stays undefeated, and New Orleans wide receiver Michael Thomas sets a new NFL record. It's 6:46 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Sports Report. In college football bowl games over the weekend, Buffalo routed Charlotte 31-9 in the Bahamas Bowl. Very windy in Nassau on Friday. Kent State upset Utah State 51-41 in a high-scoring Frisco Bowl. That was the first bowl win for the Kent State program. San Diego State crushed Central Michigan 48-11 in the New Mexico Bowl. Florida Atlantic, without former head coach Lane Kiffin and a host of offensive starters, beat SMU 52-28. Arkansas State beat Florida International 34-26 in the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery. Liberty and head coach Hugh Freeze got the Flames' first ever bowl win over Georgia Southern 23-16 in the Cure Bowl. Appalachian State rallied to beat UAB 31-17 in the New Orleans Bowl. And Washington crushed Boise State 38-7 in the Las Vegas Bowl. It was the final game for Huskies head coach Chris Peterson. North Carolina A&T won the HBCU title, beating Alcorn State 64-44 in the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. And congrats to the University of West Florida. UWF won the D2 championship by beating Minnesota State 48-40.
Great story.
It really is. And 9-1 in playoff games. So not only are they a brand new program, only 4 years in, but they're also already dominating.
Awesome.
Very cool. Today, there's only one bowl game on the docket. It's an afternoon game. At 1:30, UCF will face Marshall in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. In college basketball, South Alabama dropped their second game in a row, with the Jags losing 81-69 to Coastal Carolina. The 12th-ranked Auburn Tigers kept their undefeated season alive with a 74-51 win over Lehigh. Javon McCormick led Auburn with 18 points. They face Lipscomb this Sunday before starting SEC play on January 4th at Mississippi State. Alabama beat Belmont 92-72 on Saturday. Number 5 Ohio State beat number 6 Kentucky 71-65. And number 21 Tennessee had a big second half to knock off Jacksonville State 75-53. In the NFL, the New Orleans Saints at least temporarily moved into the number 2 seed in the NFC with a 38-28 win over Tennessee. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas set the NFL record for receptions in one season, passing Marvin Harrison's old record of 143. Thomas caught 12 passes for 136 yards and a touchdown, bringing that new record to 145 with one game to spare. The Baltimore Ravens clinched the number 1 seed in the AFC with a 31-15 win over Cleveland. New England beat Buffalo 24-17 to lock up the AFC East for an 11th straight season. Houston held off Tampa 23-20 to clinch the AFC South. Kansas City easily beat Chicago 26-3 to stay in contention for a first-round playoff bye. Pittsburgh fell to the Jets 16-10, leaving the Titans in control of the AFC's final wild card spot. If Tennessee beats Houston on Sunday, they'll clinch that final playoff opening. San Francisco eliminated the Rams and held on to the top spot in the NFC with a 34-31 win, and the Dolphins beat Cincinnati 38-35 in overtime, ensuring that the Bengals will have the number one pick in the 2020 draft. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com Traffic Center. Accident free conditions and light traffic. Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, 65, looking good so far this morning with no delays. Northbound 65, the Chickasaw and Saraland, and a good ride across the Bayway to Causeway. So far, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're clear. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of blacksmith experience this year. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. So you're going to fuel up, head over the hill and through the woods to Grandma's house for Christmas or for New Year's, which, by the way, we have a compare and contrast story coming up in just a second. But the average price for a gallon of regular grade gasoline in the U.S. has dropped 4 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.61 a gallon. So that's good news for you, right? If you're getting out and making that ride here locally, of course, Alabama usually in the better. Although I think Mississippi always seems to lead when it comes to the best gas price. Mississippi and Oklahoma, have you ever noticed that? Mm-hmm. And not Louisiana, because I mean, you got to factor in gas taxes too on this stuff. Trilby Lundberg from the Lundberg Report with more on this. Well, I thought we had her with more on this. Let's try this. There we go. Now Trilby Lundberg.
It is odd because crude oil prices are up, but what helps explain it is that also up are gasoline inventories and the refining capacity use rate of our refineries cranking out a almost glut proportion of gasoline, so that we have more gasoline than we need, especially for this time of year.
All right, so supply and demand, and that's coming to fruition right now. Locally, $2.19 a gallon is the best I've seen for Mobile County. $2.19 a gallon. And for Baldwin County, it's $2.23 a gallon. If you can beat that, always send us a text at 343-0106. But yeah, going to fill up $2.19 a gallon. Right. Although there may be, they have the listing here, this new thing from Gas Buddy. They don't, for some reason, they don't show like the Murphy oil and the stuff associated with Sam's and all that. They used to show that, and
they're
not showing those anymore. So I don't know why that is. Maybe and usually that's another cent or two cheaper.
Yeah,
maybe it's places you don't have to have a special card, because you have to have like a special card to get the full discount.
Yeah, but you can usually knock a cent or two off of whatever the lowest is, and that's where you'll find those big membership stores.
No, here's the update. I don't know what they had done to me. All right. There we go. I just had to go to a different part of it. Gas Buddy has now gotten more complicated than it used to be. $2.14 a gallon at Sam's Club. So $2.14, same thing at Raceway, Texaco, and the Murphy Express. So $2.14 a gallon. There's your low price.
It's a good time to have some low gas prices, too.
That's right. Although you could be the flip side. So we're sitting there during the news break, and Dalton reads me what folks are doing for Christmas, mm-hmm. right? And I'd love to know what y'all are doing for Christmas, too. You can hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. What's the Christmas trip? What you got going? If you're going anywhere, let us know. I mean, not like we're tracking you, just for interest's sake. And you were reading through the editors of Vogue magazine,
yes.
right? They're just like us. They're just like everyday people. What are they doing for Christmas?
Yeah, I can totally relate to all four of these editors and what they're doing over the Christmas holidays. So they asked each one of these Vogue editors, where will you be for the holidays? The first one, I'll be heading to the Cayman Islands to stay at the newly opened Palm Heights for Christmas and New Year. Okay, I understand that. Cayman Islands, that's pretty cool. The next one, to counterbalance the abundance of December,
whoever says stuff like that.
I am taking an ascetic approach and heading to the Lanzerhof to embark on a 7-day detox program. It's the best I've found, and I've done my research.
Of course.
The next one. I'll be in the French Alps for New Year's Eve.
Sure.
A dose of icy alpine air always seems to sort me out after the excesses of Christmas. I'm looking forward to a spell at Le Cuckoo in Maribel. It's a new hotel designed by Pierre Yovanovitch.
You know, Pierre. I love his work.
And she says, a delicious-looking spa to boot. And a stop-off at Le Refuge des Soleils in Val d'Isère, only accessible via ski lift.
Of course, like all good places should be.
It promises superlative stargazing and fresh powder before breakfast. I think she's talking snow there.
Yeah.
And then the next one, on a road trip zigzagging between the Pacific and Caribbean coasts of Nicaragua, known as the land of lakes and volcanoes, its lush landscape feels like one sprawling nature reserve ripe for adventure, and Christmas Day will be spent at El Coyol, a secluded villa on one of the world's smallest private islands overlooking Lake Nicaragua.
All right, so as we're hauling kids from home to home and you know, getting them to, like, don't get stuff on your shirt before you get to your other grandparents' house and keep your hair combed and get those presents together. They're at a delicious spa in the French Alps, accessible by chairlift, right?
How do you get sorted out after the excesses of Christmas?
I usually do it right there on the couch. Have myself a little nap. Editors of Vogue, that's what they're doing for Christmas. 657 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. We're coming right back. News is next.